Good evening, Rabbi. Good evening. Okay, we are up to, we finished Siman Reish Nun Zayin yesterday. We're up to page 58. We'll be learning Reish Nun Ches, which is just one little sif in Metz Hashem, very, very short. And then we're going to proceed into Reish Nun Tes. Reish Nun Tes is a new topic altogether. It's actually about Mukhtze. It's the beginning of, well, it's actually the final halachas with regards to Atmona. And it's got, touching on the halachas of Mukhtze a little bit. We'll be talking about that as well in Mitzvah tonight. And with that, once we've completed the simulation on test, we have thereby completed all the halachas of Shia, Chazor, and Atmona. So let's get there. We'll see if we can get there tonight or tomorrow. Okay, simulation on Ches, that's the bottom of page 58. It tells us, Al Fashim Mutal Asim, Erev Shabbos, Tovakar, Halkedere Chama. What you are allowed to do is, you're allowed to put on Friday, let's see the Shulchan Aruch's words, Mota l'aniach miboid yoim, you're allowed to put on Friday, kli sheish boid avakar, a cold pot with cold fruit inside it, al gabe k'dei rechama, on a hot, steaming, piping hot pot with food you're allowed to put on Erev Shabbos, she'en ze ketoyme boid avar ha-moisiv hevel, that's not considered atzmona boid avar ha-moisiv hevel. So basically, you're allowed to put cold food on Erev Shabbos, on a pot of cooking, piping, boiling hot food on Erev Shabbos. It's not considered Atzmona by any, anyway, it's not Atzmona, no bit of a Mosif Hevel, any Mosif Hevel, that's Mosif. Just putting something on top of, on a pot, that's not considered Atzmona. Okay, now, simulation test talks about Mukhtze. Just a little bit of introduction. Mukhtze. We're going to talk, obviously, much more about Ilchas Mukhtze in a different simon, but just as a rule of thumb, the rule, the esoid, the concept that we're going to be discussing now is something called yichud. Mukhtze means, what is mukhtze? When does something become mukhtze?
When it's not for Shabbos, can't use it for Shabbos.
Yeah, when you can't use it for Shabbos, when it's not, yeah. Pardon?
Then maybe man need to do a locho.
That's one type of mukhtze, yeah. So in general, the way it works, anything that you're unlikely to use, or it's not something that you can have any benefit from it on Shabbos, that automatically become mukhtze. So it always bothers me when kids say that money, you can't use money because money is mukhtze. You can't touch money because money is mukhtze. It doesn't really work that way around. His money is mukhtze because you're not allowed to, because you can't have any benefit on Shabbos for money because you can't buy and sell, you can't do any transaction on Shabbos, and therefore it becomes mukhtze. It's that way around, because you can't have benefit from it, therefore it becomes mukhtze. So we're learning that anything that has no benefit for you is mukhtze. So that's why there's a whole topic. And of just stones. Stones are also stones, and we're going to see soon, items that you are just not going to have any benefit from them on Shabbos, are mukhtze, because there's nothing, stones, why stones on the street, they're mukhtze, because there's no reason why you're going to have benefit from them, what are you going to do with them? And therefore it becomes mukhtze. But what happens if you designate them before Shabbos? Say you want to have a few stones. You want to have a few stones. You know, that stone and this stone and that stone. You want to say those stones. I need them on Shabbos. You know, just in case. Just like that was a joke when in some place where they throw stones on Shabbos. So the guy says the stones are mukhtze. So it must be that they're miyachad the stones before Shabbos. Otherwise it's mukhtze. So you have to. Otherwise it's mukhtze. You have to miyachad the stones before. So that taka works. If you're miyachad an item like a stone, or you're miyachid, you're designated. I think designating is the correct wording for that. You're designating it. So then it becomes, it's not mukhtze anymore, because it's something which is not part of your ishtamshus. He's going to use it now, and therefore it's not mukhtze anymore. So that works. Now we're going to be learning that when it comes to atzmona, you may potentially also run into trouble of mukhtze. Why is that? How can you run into trouble with trouble of mukhtze with regards to atzmona? And more importantly, how can you solve the problem of mukhtze with regards to atzmona? That's what we're going to be learning now in Siman Reish Nun Tes. Siman Reish Nun Tes, kamo dine atzmona v'tiltulam, various halachos of atzmona and tiltulam and carrying them, which is the final siman with regards to atzmona. Moichin, which in good English we're going to translate shmatas. Möchen Schmattes. There's no better word for that. No in English? If you look in the Oxford English Dictionary, will it say Schmattes there? Not yet. So Schmattes, Möchen, Perish, called over a soft material, called moichin, is considered moichin. Kugon tzema gefen, vitlish et tzema, shears of wool, rach soft, shall behem of animal, vigrigas, begodim, and leftovers of clothing, bluim, worn out clothes as well. Basically, shmatas. Any worn out clothes and wool and that's soft materials, they're called shmatas, they're called moichin, they're shmatas. Shetoman b'hem derech mikveh. You instantly, what you did is you had your pot, you wanted to do atzmona with it, and it was nothing designated for that. There was nothing around. So what did you do? You wanted to do atzmona with your pot. You took some shmatas from here, you took some shmatas from there, and you wrapped it all tightly around it in order to do atzmona. So now he says, also the taltalom, you did it on Erev Shabbos on Friday when you did atzmona, you took all those shmatas, but now you've got a problem because those are muktzah. They're muktzah. They're moichin, they're shmatas, they are things that you've been lying around. They are muktzah. It says, if tabdech mikre, also letaltin, you're not to touch it, you're not to carry it, you're not to move it. Why? Because it's muktzah. So they become muktzah. So muktzah is not only something which you're necessarily going to do melocha with. Not only a pen is muktzah, and not only a sharpener is muktzah, and purple, anything that you're going to do, you wouldn't normally have a purpose for it on Shabbos, become muktzah. Elo, so what are you going to do? Menaya kisav enoiflo. So what are you going to do on Shabbos? Now you want to use that pot on Shabbos. What are you going to do? Any ideas? What are you going to do on Shabbos? You want to take this pot now, and it's wrapped around with the shmatas. And the shmatas are muktzah. What are you going to do? What are you allowed to do? You're not allowed to just take and remove them. Oh, so Shulchan Aruch says, very good. Hello, menaya. Shake a kisuv and no flows. You have to shake it off until it falls. And the reason why this is mutter is because if you shake something off, that is considered an unusual way of removing it, and that will be permitted. So if you're getting rid of it in an abnormal way, that's mutter. So it's good point. Rabbi Feingold said, does it go with the Gedorim of that it's for its place or for its... So it doesn't... It's probably. You need a pot, and for that you need to shake it off, but if you, how are you going to actually take the food out if it's wrapped around and there's the shmatas on top as well? They're all over. So you need to shake it off, it's going to come off, and then you can enjoy the food. Now, Avalim Toman... Yeah?
Why would the shmatas be muktzah? If you put it on before Shabbos, obviously going to take it off
when it comes to... Yes, because you're right. And the truth is, you're actually referring to what the Shulchan Aruch is going to say in a minute. Avalim Toman begizei tzema... The Shulchan Aruch continues, v'michton lekach mutal etaltalon. If you designated them for that purpose, then mutal etalton, you're allowed to metaltel it. Now, you see what the Mishnah Berurah adds, an important point over here, Moshele, which is really important. So I'm going to start with your Mishnah Berurah before, and then we're going to go back to the earlier Sivkotten. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotten Hay says, v'michton lekach, which is the last wide line, the last narrow line, perish, sheichton me'erav Shabbos la'atzmona le'oilam. That's the key word. The key word is le'oilam. That you can only make something non-muktzah. And that's really, really important. Miyachad, you can be miyachadit. You can designate it for Shabbos purpose. But that's only if you're miyachadit le'olam. If it's going to be designated for Shabbos use forever. It's good, you have to designate this shmatas, I'm going to be using for atzmona purpose. This Shabbos, next Shabbos, until I lose it. But if you say, I'm going to use those shmatas today, I'm just going to use it for this Shabbos, but afterwards I'm going to put it in the recycle bin, next week I'm going to be using it for a different purpose. I need it to stuff my pillow. I need to stuff I'm going to use it for something else. Then if that's the case, then actually it's not called yichud, Moshele. It's not yichud. You're not miyachadit. You might be able also to use it for another purpose. That's fine. But you also certainly need to be miyached, it needs to be designated for Hatzmona purpose. He doesn't say Kani for anything else as well. But you need to use it next Shabbos as well for Hatzmona. You need to, you must. You need to miyached the loyalim for Hatzmona. Otherwise, it's going to remain muktzeh. If next week it gets lost, yeah? Or if you forget it or whatever, it's fine. It's good as geschehen. You lemaise, you only need to use it one Shabbos. Lemaise. Yeah, but you intention it to be that is miyuchad for Hatzmona. If something happens and it gets lost, your kids get hold of it and he ends up in the goat that puts in the bin, whatever, it doesn't matter. But your intention needs to be that I'm yachad it
le'atmona. You need it this Shabbos. Say I'm yachad le'atmona. Next Shabbos, I don't need this. I'm fine.
No, because then it's not proper. You need to be yachad le'olam. That's Mishabu. Mamash goes to town about this. You need to be miyached it le'olam. He needs to be purposely designated look at Sharet Zion, Zivkot Na'alef. Mognavon v'toyitz v'shabbos, v'chein kos v'rashi b'daf nun. V'alavush kos of the sake of the Shabbos achz. Levush holds that it's good enough if you designate it for one Shabbos only. I don't know the reason for that. So Mishnah says this is a kind of item that you need to have designated for Olam. There are things that don't need such a strong designation, but Shmatas, you have to decide this is going to be used forever for Atmana. And if you fail to do so, then it's not good. It's not, you know, Yichud wasn't sufficient. Yeah. Shmatas is just, how is Shmatas best translated? Yeah, they're quite good, they're strong insulators.
If you want to use it for different purposes during the week, and then...
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
I think so. It's good to have, I think so. Now, Mishnah Berurah also points out, you don't have to put your hat and your gartel, jacket, gartel, you back your shirt, you shtaymel all together, and say, especially in any mechne mezimen, you don't have to do all that, and put it in writing, like, no. All you need to do is you need to think about it. And Mishnah Berurah does say, v'afilo yayichud rak b'machshava, it needs to be a thought process going through your mind, be'alma loy befeh, you do not need to verbalize it, which is important. So a yichud takes place by a thought, and not necessarily by speech. Well, that's important. But yes, yichud is necessary.
Do you have to move it?
No.
Do you have to be near it?
I don't think so. I think it's just an intention. Yeah, I think, okay, these towels, I'm using them for Atmana now. That's it. Nothing. I'm using them for... So that's what we're learning now. I want to go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkoton Gimel is important as well. Also, Letaltalon. If you have not been miyached them, they are mukta, and you've got to shake it off. So, why are they mukta? The Staman Chshuvinein, those matters have a certain purpose, they are choshuv, they are considered valuable. And a person intentionally, normally, He takes them off his mind. Normally, felt is manufactured from them. Is that still true nowadays? What is felt made out of? Levadin, felt. What is it made out of? So he says that normally those shmatas are used for a certain purpose. And therefore, they are used for another purpose. Therefore, randomly, if you've got no yichud, no intention, you don't think of using them on Shabbos. Towels, use towels and use shmatas, and they're not normally, you're not gonna think of using them on Shabbos. You're gonna use them for something else, not for Shabbosic purpose. And therefore, to become muktzeh. You're going to use him for something else, and therefore it's going to be mukzem. Okay, we continue now. I'm back in the Shulchan Aruch. If you did atmana with gizei tzemeh, with wool, pieces. If you didn't designate them, you're allowed to carry them. They're not mukta. Why? Very similar to that. Yes, if you've got wool lying around in your house, yeah, you don't have any particular intention to sell it, to use it for it. So therefore, you can use it for atmana and it's not mukta. What happens if you've got a huge stock of wool and you tend to sell the wool? If you've got sheep in your back garden, like the Gruns, you've got sheep in your back garden? No, not yet. Okay, so imagine if you've got sheep in the back garden, like a whole field of sheep. No, not yet. Therefore, at the end of the season, you've got always like loads and loads of wool. And what do you do with the wool? You sell it. Wool is worth a lot of money. Wool is worth a lot of money. So if you've got wool and you stock wool in order to sell it, like probably the Rosenbergs do, No, you've got plenty of wool, you stock it up and you sell it, then the wool becomes mukta. Why does the wool become mukta?
Because it's meant for selling.
Therefore it becomes mukta. So it's rich and yichud, but then, can you be miyachad it? If you've got a wool on the side, and you say, okay, I want to use that wool over here, I want to use for atmana for Shabbos, can you do that?
Yeah.
Pardon? Very good. You can do that. Use it for atmana. You can say, I wonder, you're right, when after 6 months, you decide, okay, this was a very good atmana. I've done a good atmana with it. I was miyachad it for atmana, used it for atmana, very good. And then you change your mind. After 6 months.
Yeah, you can.
Maybe you can, I'm not sure. Maybe it could be. But you have to be genuine, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be honest with you and the Rebbe, you have to be honest. That you really, when you decided you want to do Vatzmona, you have to be, he can't be this Chayre. See, it's Tzichin Yichud. Okay, continue Shulchan Aruch. What happens if you have got wool in your back garden and you used it without being miyached it? You used it for atmana. What happens now? You took wool, kegans, you've got wool lying around, you put it around the atmana. You're not miyached it. No particular intention, either way. And now you did atmana with it. Now, it becomes mukta. It becomes mukta. So what are you meant to do? Zevaim, and if Taman Boem Belo Yichud, if you insulated it without doing Yichud, Menara Kisve Noiflus, you have to shake it off. Shake it off is fine. Why is shaking off okay? Unusual way. And since you're doing the mukta, if you're removing you're displacing a mukta item in an irregular way, that's mutav. And no first, they fall off. Tahanu loyma shenoit la kisa kedera. You lift off the lid. Sheyesh teras kli aleha. It's called din kli. You'll have to lift up the lid. Va'afur pishem aleha. And although the wool is on top of it, and it's mukta, and it's on top of it, and inevitably it's going to fall off. Lo ichbas lo, we don't care. Because it's an indirect way. The loynas is bosses, and it's not become a bosses. And it's mutav just to shake it off indirectly, and it's fine. Because very, very good question. Very, very, very good question. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, very interesting Mishnah Berurah, which is the Yesoid. The Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Test says, why is it not a bosses? Why is the lid not a bosses for the wool? That's the question. So he says, he says, Mishnah Berurah explains of Cotton Test because the lid is not a tashmish, doesn't serve a purpose for the wool. The wool is here for the lid, to insulate the lid, and not the other way around. It's very, very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Lots to be thought about this Mishnah Berurah. It's really interesting. So it's not a bosses. So you've got the lid, and you've got the wool on top. You would have assumed that the lid is the bosses for the tzemeh, but we're learning now actually it's the other way around. It's really fascinating Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Safe base, top of page 60. You've got stones or bricks, sova kadera around the pot. Very good insulating, right? Stones, they retain heat? They do. That's right, yeah. So stones are very, they really, but it's funny because how long does the heat stay there? I know that it takes a lot of heat, but I don't know how long it lasts. It doesn't last particularly long. Okay, so anoisim avonim velevenim sova kedera, the ones who put stones around the pot as an insulator. Tzorich shiichtem lekach le'olam, you've got to be miyachad the stones. Why? Why do you have to be miyachad the stones? Yeah, says the Mishnah Berurah, says Shulchan Aruch, second line, that he calls man shel yichton, as long as you're not miyachad it, you didn't designate the stones, enam chashuvim loy, they're not important. Stones and bricks are not particularly important. Humashlichon, you're going to throw them, they have no value to you. Hilkoch, therefore, also letaltalon, they are muktzah. They are not allowed to be moved. But they have to be put aside, and they have to be miyuchad, you have to miyach them, and then you're allowed to move them. Otherwise, you're not allowed to move them. Sif Gimel talks about a slight different scenario, which is the following. But before we go, so I just want to point out, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Niyud is equally important. If you look at Sifkot Niyud, it tells again, Lekach le'olam, Tehainu sheyichtam erev Shabbos, you have to miyach on erev Shabbos, on Friday, you have to those stones, you have to miyach them. Those stones will be used for atmana purpose forever. Netzach netzachim, al biyaz goel tzedek. Lehatmen bohem tomet, to always use it for atmana. Tehilav ochi ya osu lemachal letaltanam shemukza. If you failed to do the yichud before Shabbos, they're going to be mukza forever. Vechen eitzim oimdim la'asoka, also the woods that you're going to be using for asoka, they're also, you have to miyachad it. It's very important. Stones and everything in your front garden, they're mukza. Stones are mukza. Stones are mukza. Stones are mukza. Bricks are mukza. Yeah. Siv Gimel. So Hagtoimen Kupa Meleo Gize Tzemesh Osu Letaltalon. Now this is Hagtoimen Bekupa Meleo Gize Tzemesh Osu Letaltal. You do Atzmona in a Kupa Meleo Gize Tzemesh, which is it's like a place where there's lots of wool, which you're not allowed to touch the wool. The Amukta, and you're doing the Atzmona in that in that gathering of wool. And you're allowed to touch the wool. And you've taken out the pot from that wool collection. As long as the indentation didn't get ruined, you're allowed to return it. But if the wool got moved and it's broken, it doesn't look the same as before, you may not return the pot into that wool. If you know it's not going to get ruined, maybe it's going to put it back if it's broken already. This is the following rule. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, if you've got, imagine a whole wool, you're doing a gesunde atmana, you've got plenty of wool. And it's a good insulator wool. It's really a good insulator. I heard that the American Army, apparently so, they wanted to find out about the best. They were trying to make tests and investigations for the soldiers who go up on the very extreme weather conditions. They fight in very extreme weather conditions, and they wanted to manufacture the best clothing. That is that are best protected, because on one hand they're under freezing conditions. It needs to keep them. They need to be warm and they need to be well insulated. Yeah. On the other hand, it needs to be something that also that it breathes air in and out. Otherwise, if they get wet, they're going to be freezing cold. So it needs to be a very subtle balance between strong insulating at the same time. And they made that the American Army apparently to spend a lot of money on trying to develop the best material. For that, and they made all kinds of research, and they tried to develop various materials. And after a long period of research, it turns out that the best material that is best fitting for the army working in these most extreme conditions is the most straightforward material ever. It's wool. Wool, as simple as that. It's very strong insulator, but it does breathe air in and out. Natural, much better. The material, the plain wool, fit the most criterion. It was the best out of all out of all the develop or everything they tried, and more than anything they attempted to develop. So wool is very so. So now you've got this wool, and you are trying to do atmana. But the atmana, the way it works, you're not miyachadis. This wool is muktzah wool. And you're trying to take the pot out. But you know that if you take the pot in and out, you know that it might miskalkam. When you take the pot out, it might stay. And if it stays perfectly in the right shape, you can take it in and out, and that's fine. But if you're taking it out and the wool then gets ruined, then that's a problem. And then putting it back in would be a renewed problem about tmona. So again, if you're taking it in and out and the shape remains exactly the same, that's the kind of atmona you're allowed to do. Based on the earlier halacha, that you're allowed to continue atmona that was started before Shabbos. You're allowed to. You can take the pot in and out of that wool gathering. But if it was niskalkel, when you take off the pot, it's niskalkel, and it all looks completely ruined and different, to now replace the pot into that woolen gathering, that would be now making a new atmona, and that would be a problem, that would be also. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says of Yin Tziv Gimel. Rabbi, we learned tonight that Shmatas is considered a atmona, and we learned that they're muktzah, because you're not miyachad, they're muktzah, they're normally used for another purpose, not a Shabbatic purpose, and they're muktzah. We learned that, however, you can be miyachadit, and we learned that if you're miyachadit and designated for atmana purpose, it becomes mutter. For that, however, you need to ensure that you're miyachadit le'olam for atmana purpose forever. And we learned, however, you don't actually need to verbalize it and express it orally. By just having a thought process, that's fine as well. We also learned that the same applies to wool. Wool is normally mukta. Because they are normally going to be sold as choyre. If you're not selling wool normally, then they're not muktzah, and you can use it for atmana. If you do sell it as choyre here again, yuchad helps and works. We learned that it's not that if you've got a lid and you've got wool on top, it doesn't become a bosses. We also learned that bricks and stone are also muktzah, but you can be miyachad le'olam, and then it would be considered. And then it's fine to use it, not muktzah. And finally, we learned the final loch was that if you're taking the pot in and out of the woolen gathering, then of the indentation of wool, then if you're taking it in and out, that's mutter as well, as long as the shape didn't change and it all remains the same, then it's fine. It's considered the same all atmana, and that's mutter to do on Shabbos. Good evening, Abba Yisrael.